New Zealand Youth Choir is about to go on a Pacific cruise to celebrate its 40th anniversary, but there'll be a lot more singing than partying. The three-week cruise takes in Samoa, Tonga, Niue, Fiji and New Caledonia. Keeping the young singers at perfect pitch will be the choir's vocal tutor, soprano and Auckland School of Music voice teacher Dr. Morag Aitchison. So what, I wondered, are the responsibilities of a vocal tutor and how do they fit in with the role of a choir's conductor?
Language. Also, you know, you'll have Karen or whoever's conducting going, I need a different sound or I don't like that sound. What can I do technically to help that sound? And in a safe way as well. It means that everything's been done with a strong foundational basis in vocal technique, as opposed to I just want that sound and singers trying to do the sound but not really knowing how to do it.
Is it like a fine tuning of the choir in a way?
Yeah. I like that, the fine tuning. Yeah, it's just tweaking every now and then. We'll pop our heads up every now and then and just say, oh, could we change that or how about this? But of course, fundamentally, it is the conductor's choir, and it's their sound and trying to find a way for them to be able to make the sound that they want in a healthy way.
Can one voice that is not as strong as the others bring down a choir?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's really important to make sure that singers know what to do. Of course, there are going to be fabulous singers and there are going to be excellent singers and there are going to be really good singers, and everyone should find a place in the choir. So it's just making them work as a choral unit, work as an instrument together. And we do a lot with voice placing as well to try and make the right combination, because sometimes you can have three singers singing in ABC formation and they sound terrible, but you put them in BAC and they sound fantastic. That's a really important part of it as well.
This is a three-week cruise. Sounds lovely, but I think it's not going to be cruisy for the singers. So will there be singing going on board? Like, you know, does the training have to stay place? Even though this is a 40th anniversary celebration, even though you're cruising around the beautiful Pacific Islands, this is still a very serious tour.
Absolutely. You know, we are taking our product to the Pacific for the first time. We've had so many singers over the last 40 years who are, if not born in the islands, have roots in the islands. So it's really important that we can show our singing in a good light. So yes, I mean, I'm just looking at our schedule here, and we get on board on the 7th, depart in the evening. We've got rehearsals all day on the Saturday and the Sunday when we're at sea. So we are rehearsing, we are making sure that, you know, we're going to be the best we can be. So we've got some rooms on the boat to rehearse.
I mean, there will soundproof, there will, are they?
Not too sure.
Yeah. I'm sure everybody else on board will be delighted. I love the thought of these glorious voices, you know, drifting across the Pacific from the ship.
It's really exciting. I'm very excited by it. I've been looking forward to it for a long time, and it's quite a novel approach to touring, because we're used to doing it, you know, on a plane or on a bus or on a train, but to do it on a boat is very exciting.
With a youth choir, again with the ages we're looking at, I'm just thinking it's the same with broadcasting. You come into your voice later than people might think. So you're still working, aren't you, with young voices?
Absolutely.
That will change, and it perhaps are changing for the time.
They're changing. They're changing all the time. We meet three, sometimes four times a year, and every time we're having to revoice the choir because voices have changed, and that's the really exciting thing about working with this age group, because it does change. It is very malleable, and of course for some singers it's like, I don't know where my voice is going, I don't know what's happening to it, and it's, you know, and that's where I can step in and go, okay, it's all fine, it's just the voice is getting bigger again, and this is what we have to do technically for you to be able to manage this particular piece or this particular phrase. But it's a really exciting age group to work with.
As a soprano, when do you think you came into your voice?
Oh, I think, I mean, it's funny. I think for me, it's sort of now I'm in my 40s, and it's really an exciting time for me vocally. I think the voice is always, it's felt like it was going to be bigger, but it hadn't quite got bigger. And now there's a much more size in the voice. There's much more core in the voice.
I read a lovely review of yours, that Morag, that was talking about the heft, you know, the considerable heft of your voice. And I thought that was delightful, but it painted a picture of strength.
Yeah, that would have been from the Rossini, and that was fun. I got to sing right on the top of the entire ensemble chorus and orchestra, and had to sing in these, you know, top C's and sit on top of the line the whole way. And it's fun, and you do need a lot of muscularity underneath that sound to be able to do that. And I couldn't have done that 10 years ago.
On the kind of tour that you're about to do, that you've experienced as a singer and in your own professional life, how do you go about protecting your voice? Because I have this vision of singers, you know, it's a little bit like violinists protecting their hands. I hate shaking the hands of violinists because I'm really worried I'm going to do some damage. But, I mean, do you consciously have to encourage these young singers, yourself as a performer, to somehow protect your voice?
You do have to. For some singers, they don't drink any alcohol while they're performing. They don't have any dairy products. For other singers, dairy products don't affect them. For some singers, a glass of wine at night's not going to do anything. And it's in these sort of early 20s that you actually learn what your body can take, what your body needs, how much sleep your body needs to be able to sing. And so we do, you know, remind young singers that you have a concert tomorrow, please go to bed early, please keep hydrated, don't spend all evening on the town.
So it won't be party central on the ship during the cruise?
No. And I believe the ship we're on doesn't have a nightclub, so that's, you know, perhaps that's good for us. So.
But it is, as you say, I think this is one of the joys of the youth choir. I mean, so many fabulous singers have come from the experience, haven't they?
Yeah, we've got some fantastic singers who are just starting out in their careers now and doing wonderful things. I mean, of course, we've got the three boys from Sole Mio, Pene, Amitai and Moses, who are doing fantastic things. We've got some young singers who have just finished studying in London. I'm thinking of Madison Nonoa and Felipe Manu. Natasha Wilson has just made her debut with Pittsburgh Opera as a resident artist there. So we've got a real wealth of singers. And this weekend I'm singing with one of the slightly older alumni of New Zealand Youth Choir, Martin Snell.
He's done rather well for himself,
yes. So it's really exciting to see, you know, the singers that have come from the youth choir. And so many of our best singers have come through the choral tradition, and I think that's a really important thing. And it gives singers an idea of how to sing in an ensemble, how to follow a conductor, how to sing within the texture. And if they don't have that choral training, it's harder for them to find that.
I was reading that when you were in the UK, you stayed for as long as you could and you studied over there, but there's a quote, in the UK, I'm a soprano, and there's so many sopranos. I would say how glorious to be a soprano, but was there an oversupply at the time?
There's always an oversupply of sopranos. Yeah, for me it was a tricky moment. I'd eked out every single visa I possibly could, and it's very hard to, as a young soprano, to say that you're the best in Europe and so they're going to take you on. A lot of singers who don't have patriality or don't have a British or European passport find it tricky and very difficult to stay, and so do end up coming home.
If there is an oversupply of sopranos, is there an undersupply of any of the voices? I'm thinking of the youth choir as well at the moment. I mean, I've been to community choirs and they're often saying, oh, we need more altos or we need more bass or something like that.
We could do with some more bass twos. So if there are any really low basses out there, male voices have seemed to be getting higher. I have an idea. I'm wondering if it's got anything to do with, you know, no smoking anywhere. So I don't know whether, you know, that's aided the lift in male voices. That's another doctoral study to do that I don't really want to have to do.
Very interesting. I'll give it to, it's very really interesting theory, isn't
it? It's an interesting theory, but we could do with some more base twos.
So what's the difference between a base and a base two?
Oh, just the really low bases.
So as low as you
ultra
can go.
Low. Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you look at, you know, in Russia, you know, they've got the really, really low bases. So we don't quite have those men who can sit on bottom Cs for hours really quite happily.
So going straight to being a soloist is not a usual career path for a singer?
Well, most people will start out and they'll sing in an ensemble or sing as part of a group. Of course, there are some who do go straight into singing full roles, but even then, if you're doing Mozart, there's big ensemble pieces within that. So if you don't have that ensemble training, it can be much harder to be able to sing your line and know where your line fits in and where your part fits in.
When you're listening so closely to the New Zealand Youth Choir as a vocal tutor, Maureen, do you think you can identify, both because of the talent and because of the personality, the singers who can go on, like those we mentioned before, to have a career, tough career, on the international stage?
Yes, you can. You can see, you can hear from early on, you know, the voices that can make it, that could make it. But they do have to have a certain resilience. It is a really tough career. You get far more knockbacks than accolades. It is hard, but it is really rewarding if you really focus on it and want to do it. It's always interesting to see who could and who does.
Dr. Maureen Aitchison, the New Zealand Youth Choir, is performing A Christmas Journey on December 6th at Holy Trinity Cathedral in Auckland before heading off on its Pacific tour.